Hey, welcome to the Calm Christian Parenting Podcast. This is Kirk Martin, founder of Celebrate Calm. If you want to find out more about us, go to celebratecalm.com. Discipline, tough discipline. I know as people begin listening to these podcasts, they're going to be like, oh, you're so soft. You seek to understand your kids and you do. And I get that. I want you to know I love tough discipline. But what you're going to hear, I'm going to do three quick examples. It's going to be a very quick podcast because I know people are going to be like, oh, don't we get to be like tough on our kids? Absolutely. But what I want you to hear is that the tone of voice is very even and matter of fact. I'm not getting upset. I'm not taking things personally. I'm not screaming and yelling. I'm not begging. I'm not asking too sweetly. Just letting them know this is how I roll. So let me give you three good examples. This is a great one. It's called the teacup story. So there's this good homeschooling mom, and she's got two little daughters who every morning wouldn't come down and start their homeschooling day because they're too busy playing with little teacups and doing little princess stuff and all that cool stuff that little girls do. So mom would do what most moms and dads do, which is lecture a lot, talk to them about the importance of starting school on time and the importance of having good discipline. And then when that doesn't work, then use, maybe there's a guilt trip of after all I do for you and all I'm asking you to do is, right? And we try to convince our kids. Convincing a strong-willed child to do something never works. Your kids are never going to say, Mom, I didn't really want to do that, but after you lectured me again and showed me all of your wisdom, all of a sudden I wanted it. They don't care, right? And so then when that doesn't work, then we go to consequences and taking away things, and strong-willed kids don't care about that. So this is what I encourage the mom to do. It's what she did it. It's going to be a little bit tough, maybe a little bit harsh to some of you, but here's what she did. She went to her daughters and said, very simple, sweet, very few words. Girls, you have a choice to make. If you choose to come down, begin the school day at 8 a.m., we'll have an awesome day. But if you choose to continue to play with your little teacups for even a half second past 8 a.m., I promise you, I will not say a word, but I will come up and I will take the teacups and I'll take them out to the garage and put them under the tires of my Suburban and I will roll over them. Choice is totally up to you. Mom walked away. So, 8 o'clock comes, girls aren't there. This mom's a sweet homeschooling mom, so she didn't go up like I would have at 8 o'clock in 2 seconds. She gave another minute or two, but she didn't remind them. She goes up, she grabs the little teacups, takes them out to the garage, puts them under her tires, and she starts up her car, and she rolled over them. Now, it's a little bit harsh for some of you, and I'm not recommending that you do this with like 3-year-olds and little kids who don't understand things. And I'm not even recommending that you do this kind of thing as your first option. But it is an option. And here is what the mom said. She said, when I rolled over those teacups, tears were rolling down my eyes. But it felt so good. Now, here's what's different, Christian parents. It didn't feel good because I was showing them who is boss. It felt good because she was acting with integrity. Because here's the message that I want to send to your kids. I will tell you, and I'll tell you one time, but then I will take action. Remember the words, you have a choice, I will make you a promise. What this mom said, so when the mom went back in the house, the kids were crying. Why'd you do that? You're the meanest mother ever. You ran over our teacups. And look, I'm not talking about some prized possessions that came from the great-grandmother. I'm talking about two little plastic teacups that they could have got, that girls could have raised money for it and earned back within an hour, right? So I'm not talking about taking your child's teddy bear and putting tire marks on it, okay? So don't do something that's like emotionally damaging to your child. These are a couple little plastic teacups, and they had like 20 of them. So, but what the message was, you have a choice to make. I'm going to make you a promise. And what she was saying was, when I tell you I'm going to do something, I do it. See, modern day parents talk way too much. We talk and we talk and we reason and we try to convince them and we bludgeon our kids to death with words, and sometimes we never actually do anything. You know what we do? Sometimes we shame our kids, right? We shame them. Well, when I was a kid, I never did that. I can't believe that you would do this. No, your kids don't care and they don't need that. That's actually, look, I had a mom once. I told this story at a Florida homeschool convention. I've only been heckled twice in my career. And I've been doing live talks for about 17 years, and we've spoken to almost a million people. So I've done a lot of this. Once was in Chicago. I had a guy who started heckling me. Well, you just need to beat kids. And it turned out that he was drunk. And it turned out that, as it happened, he had a really bad childhood with a dad who beat him. See, generational patterns. And then the other time I got heckled, and a lady, a nice mom, went kind of off on me was with this story. She goes, "That's cruel. I can't believe that Jesus wouldn't do something that cruel." And you know what I mean? And I got it. And I was like, I get it. Like, again, I'm not taking something highly personal and emotional for your kids. But look, we do cruel stuff all the time. Saying things like, "If you would just apply yourself." That's not cruel, but it's mean, and it's not true, and it's an awful thing to say. Look, I used to tell my son things like, "Why do you have to make everything so difficult?" That's mean. That's cruel. Putting a couple teacups underneath the tires, here's what the mom was communicating. When I tell you something, I mean it, and I will just do it. Right? Let me give you the corollary for men. It's my bonfire story. I like working with men. Men are men, few words. A dad will say, "Hey, Jacob, those Legos need to be up off the floor in the next 12 minutes, or I'm going to build a bonfire in the backyard and burn them." Dad walks away, comes back 12 minutes later. Legos are still on the floor. Watch what he's saying to the son. "Look, you've got a choice to make. I'm good either way. If you pick up your Legos, you live to play another day. If you don't, I get to pitch them in the bonfire. I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to be disappointed. There's not going to be a long lecture. I'm not going to berate you. I'm not going to tell you how you're an undisciplined child. I'm not going to use my words to verbally attack you. I'm just going to do what I told you I was going to do. I'm not going to do it. It's not going to be personal. It's not going to be harsh. I'm not going to be words. I'm just going to do what I told you to do." Does that make sense? Now, listen, I always tell men who come to our live workshops, I'm like, "Don't go home and tell your wife, that guy said we get to burn stuff," because that's not what I said. And you have to make sure, Christian parents, that your expectations are realistic and in line, because I know most men out there, including myself, have these expectations that are way up here, and all your child has ever done is kind of down here. And if you don't adjust your expectations and create successes, that child will be in trouble, mess up all the time, and feel like nothing he ever does can please his father or mother, and they'll eventually shut down, and it breeds a lot of anger. So does that make sense? Let me give you one more just to emphasize the tone of voice. Guys, there are three chores I ask you to do every day in our home. Three chores, that's it. In return for those three chores, I run three services: a meal service, a taxi service, a laundry service. So here's how it works. If you do your three chores, I will do mine. And what the kids would be like, "Seriously, if I don't do my chores, you're not going to take me to soccer practice tonight?" Mm-mm. And I just hold up three fingers. Not a lot of talking. Makes people angry. Three chores. That's all I'm asking. And then when they don't do it, and you're going to have to go to Calm Parenting Podcast. That's our other podcast, Calm Parenting Podcast, and look for the rake leaves example with my son Casey, because it's a long example, but it was demonstrating that I can do tough discipline, but I don't yell, I don't lose control of myself, I don't demean kids, I don't use a lot of words, I just follow through and do what I said I was going to do. And in the end, there's always a teaching moment. But it's not a teaching of like, I showed you who the boss is here. That's just immature. I'm a leader in my home. You're the leader in your home. Leaders lead by leading. Leaders lead by teaching. Leaders lead by modeling the behavior. It's not a matter of like, "Well, I'm going to show you who the authority figure is." That's just immature, right? And people don't respect a leader like that. They respect a leader who lays down his life for his friends. They respect a leader who models things, who lives it out, and who teaches them. See, you can be very firm with discipline. Three chores, I'm not going to take it. Seriously, you're not going to take me to soccer practice? Nope. Try me. Right? There's no need to. If you would have just done what I asked you to do, see, there's no snotty tone that's necessary. All that extra talking just confuses everything. And then your kids are going to draw you into a fight. I just let them know, no, I just do what I said I was going to do. There's not a lot of fanfare in that. I'm not going to use it against you. I'm not going to keep bringing it up. I'm not going to use it as a hammer on you. I just want you to know when I tell you something, I do it. And I'm okay doing it even when that means you're going to be mad at me and you don't like me and you call me the world's worst parent. And by the way, I'm not going to react to that either. You know why? Because I know that the child's not mad at me. They're angry at themselves because they know they did a bad choice. I'm just holding them accountable. But I'm not holding them. Look, we don't hold our kids accountable. We berate them and we shame them all the time. And we lecture endlessly. I want to hold them accountable. But I could do that in a very low-key, confident way. Then when you tell them something, or like this homeschooling mom, all she had to do was say, hey guys, teacups, teacups. Dad can say, bonfire. Do you remember the bonfire thing? Three chores. I want you to be confident as a parent because that's what the strong-willed child respects. A confident parent, right? Because they know if they can get you upset and you start reacting, you're out of control and they're in complete control. Hey, if we can help you, email our strong-willed son, Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, at CelebrateCalm.com. Go to CelebrateCalm.com. Get one of our packages. We have awesome sales going on all the time. If you need help with something, whether picking out the right products or help financially, email or call Casey, 888-506-1871. Thanks for joining our podcast. Share this if you found it helpful. Invite us to your church. We'd love to come to your town. Anyway, thank you for doing what you do. Love you all. Bye-bye.